We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
How did your phone break? That's what we're asking. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, I've got a good one.
Okay, how did your phone break?
Okay, so I was taking the laundry to throw it down the laundry chute upstairs, and yep. Tossed it all down there and heard a thud and thought, what did my kids leave in our laundry?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal, go downstairs in a bit. In the meantime, I can't find my phone, and it was shattered. Two stories down the laundry chute.
Yeah, that phone on top of the laundry, I think, is a common
don't
thing.
Do that.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you break your phone?
So I had my phone in my back pocket, and I was working in a restaurant, and my boss kept calling me, and I was super busy, and I went to pull my phone out of my pocket, and somehow I must have squeezed it too quickly, and it went into a deep fryer.
A phone in the deep fryer?
Thankfully, I had just cleaned the fryer, so I, like, instinctively reached my hand into it and pulled it out, but thank God it was off.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't hot deep fryer.
No,
okay.
Because if it was, I would have been more of an idiot than I already was.
Yeah.
But nope, I shoved my hand instinctively right in there and pulled it out and threw it to our, like, parking guy, and I'm like, hurry up and get this out of the case. Hurry up. And, like, the speaker was shot.
Sure.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I blame your boss on that one.
Totally
I would charge
your boss's
him.
Fault.
Yeah, that was your boss's fault.
Too. She just laughed at me.
Of course. Yeah, that's not good in the fryer. Hi, Kiss. How did you break your phone?
Hi. So I was working at a pizzeria, and I had my phone. I was kind of a teenager at the time, so of course I was obsessed with my phone. Mm-hmm. And I had it on the top counter, and I get a text message, and I go to like look at it real quick, and I had to unlock the phone first. And doesn't it slip into a 2-gallon tub of barbecue sauce?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then, 5 minutes later, I get a call, and, like, it's static. I can't hear them. It was a goner.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a bummer. So, yeah, barbecue sauce will do it. Hi, Kiss. How did you break your phone?
Hi. I was letting my son hold it while I was potty training him on the toilet, and he dropped it. And...
Well, did it make a splash, or did you get it fixed, or?
Yeah, I think I did that one.
Yeah,
that's right. Gonna happen. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you break your phone?
Well, I was working on the Moondance catamaran downtown.
Yeah. I love the Moondance.
It was so much fun. It was my first shift, and everybody told me like keep your phone away, But there was a concert downtown. And I wanted to take pictures so badly. And I was bartending, and they asked me to help them put the sail up. And I had it in my back pocket.
Mm.
And I was sitting there, and I was pulling on the sail, the rope, and I'm bending down. And as I'm bending down, my phone is sliding out my back pocket, and I don't notice. And it goes right into the net, and it slips right into one of the squares and falls right into the lake. And as you're watching it go down, it's ringing. And you see the light, and you see it, and I want to jump in, and I want to get it. Oh, it was horrible.
Mm. I think the most painful part is watching it sink and knowing that.
Oh, that had to stink.
It's gone forever.
Yeah, there was no going back.
No, there's no going back. And then there's the whole in your head, how many days to get back up on your feet with your phone?
Oh, I cried. It was my first day of work, and I embarrassed myself because I was sobbing. And they're like, it's just a cell phone. I'm like, but it's my phone.
I know. I totally get that 100%. Hi, Kiss. How did you break your cell phone?
All right. Cell phone, 2 days old. At the Bills game, phone in the back pocket, went to the porta potty, pulled down the pants, and there it went.
Yeah, that's you say goodbye to that phone forever in that situation, right?
Yeah. Did you at all consider trying to get it out?
Oh, no, you don't.
No, and a bunch of my friends were like, did you grab it? I'm like, no.
You get rid of those friends. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, like, no, I'm not getting all types of diseases for a phone. Sorry.
Yeah. See that
Jane, I have a question. Is the new iPhone being released today, is that porta potty blue juice proof?
I don't know, Nick.
Is it resistant to the blue
I don't think so. Okay, hi, right. Kiss.
Hey, I was really nauseous one time and really sick, and I was on my phone with my family from England, and I ran into my bathroom to, you know, with the toilet, and I lifted it up, lost grip of my phone, and let's just say the person before me in my house did not flush the toilet.
Again, say goodbye to that phone.
Bye, phone.
It's so weird.
If the hole were larger, I would have flushed it, but I had to go in there with tongs or something. Horrible.
Wait, so your family's from London. You don't have an English accent.
No. In-laws. Yeah. So I was, and
married into the royal family.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You're like the Meghan Markle of Buffalo.
I wish.
I think you are. It's nice talking to you. Sorry about the phone.
Check 23andMe. I think everyone's related to King whatever.
Hi, Kiss. How'd you break your phone?
Okay, so my husband was cutting down a Christmas tree, and he went to pull the chainsaw back, and his phone was in his pocket, and he hit his phone with the chainsaw. So the phone really saved his leg.
Yeah, that's a good story. That's totally the phone protecting.
I so don't understand what just happened. Try again. Tell me it again. Your husband's going to cut down a tree. Where's his phone?
Christmas tree. Yeah. In his pocket has a chainsaw. Cutting down the tree. When he pulls the chainsaw back, it's still going and cuts his pant leg.
Oh my gosh!
Phone in his pocket, all of it.
If the phone wasn't there, you could imagine it would have ripped into his leg.
100% would have ripped into his leg. Yeah.
It's a lucky fella.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and like I'm thinking about all of the parts that are near there. Phew.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Kneecaps.
I'm just thinking, phew.
So, yeah. But
or your husband would have been saying, everything's fine, thank you.
Well, they can reattach it.
Sure they can. They can try. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, I have a great story that happened this weekend, actually, about my son's phone.
Okay, tell us how he broke his phone.
So somebody dared him to go into a jacuzzi, and he's 9, by the way, and he has one of the old generation iPhones, and he went in the jacuzzi with his phone in his pocket.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You guys, when is it ever going to end when kids stop daring each other to do things? Like when, as
it
a mother...
Actually, the
are you serious? Okay, the person that did that needs to buy him a new phone.
Yes.
No, it actually worked. We put it in rice for about a week, and somehow, magically, it worked.
Wow.
Yeah, watch it. Then it'll become glitchy. I did that, too, and then eventually your camera light always stays on or something.
It works for now.
Yeah.
What adult...
Sounds like a hand-me-down anyhow.
I want to know, what relation is this adult to you?
It's somebody that I work with, actually. I went to just a little get-together that we were having, and...
Do you know what I'm doing?
That I work with.
This is what I'm doing. I'm putting my lips together. I'm tilting my head, and I'm like shaking it, like really looking at them right now. Like really,
you're
did that
doing
to my
a real life SMH.
Gina, I would have dared one of your boys.
Yeah, and they would have done it, Wheeze, and it would have killed you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trisha.
Trisha, what happened? How did you break your phone?
Oh my God. Okay, so I was like 16. This is like almost 15 years ago, and I had just got like my first cool flip phone from Verizon with like a camera, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So my parents dragged me to Myrtle Beach on family vacay. I was 16, didn't want to go, whatever. So we're looking over the pier in Myrtle Beach. I drop it. It falls into the ocean. I scream bloody murder. People are staring at me like I just broke a bone. And then it goes dead silent. And then my sister looks at me and she goes, "Wow, you handled that really well." Screamed bloody murder like somebody had just died. And my phone is still in Myrtle Beach 15 years later, somewhere.
Somewhere. Did your parents get you another phone?
No. My parents never bought me any phones. I always bought my own. When I came home, I bought a new phone. But all trip, I was like using my dad's phone to text and, you know.
Oh, isn't that the worst? Yeah, survive. Oh, my. Yeah. At 16, I don't know how you survived at that point in time.
From your dad's
phone. No, right? Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you break your phone?
So we went camping in Pennsylvania,
Mm-hmm. And there is a bridge that goes from where you park to our hunting lodge. And it's our friend's lodge. It's great. My boyfriend went over to his truck to get his phone that had been charging. He dropped it into the creek. We probably had like 8 different people that went into the creek to try to find his phone. He found it the next morning, and it had been submerged for probably like 8 hours plus. Mm-hmm. Found it. Still working, fully charged. He never put it in rice, never did anything. That was over a year ago. It's still kicking.
Can I just tell you, why did, that never happens to girls, only guys.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So like, what kind of phone specifically is it that it held up to the water? Do you know?
It was an iPhone something, and it's like pretty old. It's like not one of the newer ones.
Okay.
I'm an Android girl, and he's been trying to get me to convert. So mm-hmm. the next time I buy a phone just for that, like, I may slightly consider switching.
So yeah. much better.
Yeah, I love, you know, there's different strokes for different folks. I've been an iPhone user forever, so it's just, but yeah. that's a cool story. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I wanted to do the why my phone broke or how
oh,
my
yeah.
phone broke.
Please tell us.
First, what happens is I'm at my boyfriend's house, and my phone smacks the ground outside in the driveway, mm-hmm. cracks my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it did go off for a little bit, but then it came back alive.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was working at Wendy's at the time. It was in my front pocket, mm-hmm. and I leaned over the sink, and it's a tumbler, so it fell in the tumbler. I continue to work, a few minutes go by, and then I come back realizing it's in the tumbler, grab it out, it starts to glitch, I put it in rice, and about like 2.5 weeks later, it starts to work magically, so it kind of broke, but then came back alive.
Broke, fixed. Twice. What's a tumbler at Wendy's?
So it mixes the water while you're washing them.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah,
you
okay.
The soap and everything, and yeah, it kind of took a wash in the tumbler.
Oh, that's not a good couple times with a phone. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you break your phone?
Hi, yeah. I went to Wisconsin to visit my dad over the summer, and we go tubing down the river. I bought a new case for my phone so it was waterproof so I could take pictures. And at some point, my phone fell out of my pocket and touched my foot. I'm terrified of big fish. Like, get away from me and swam away from it, screaming bloody murder.
Oh my God.
You thought it was a fish attacking you?
Yeah, I was terrified.
One of those river sharks? Is that what it was?
Hey, it's possible.
And so, what was the final with the phone?
Well, okay, so the phone obviously had the new case on it, so I did the iCloud Find My Phone thing, and we watched it at the bottom of the river for 3 days until the charge died.
Oh, my gosh. So you were nearby, able to dig it out of the river. That's too bad. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you break your phone?
I broke my phone at the gym on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually listening to the music, and I don't have the wireless headphones, so I have the ones that actually still hook up to your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I decided to go on an incline, you know, mm-hmm. not used to doing that. And my phone dropped. Mm-hmm. My phone dropped while I was trying to be cute and impress everyone. So,
right.
Show off.
So the phone goes on the treadmill and then rolls off and then it breaks just from the drop?
Just from the drop.
That is such a bummer. What incline were you at? You must have been at a high incline.
Okay, so now you're trying to make me feel bad, right?
No, I think you're in perfect shape. Listen to me. In my radio world, you're in perfect shape and have the body that you want. You're perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you break your phone?
Well, I didn't break my phone. My daughter did when she was younger. And it's kind of funny because at the time, we didn't know, but my daughter has autism, and she loves to play with cell phones and tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And she grabbed my iPhone 5S and somehow started recording a video and was running around with the phone, and you could watch it. Everybody was outside with her, and then she started running towards the backyard, and we have an in-ground swimming pool. Now, luckily, she had her life vest on, but she was running into the backyard, and she jumped into the pool with the phone, and the whole thing is recorded on video.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know how the video survived. I have no clue.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh, that must be so cool to watch.
It is. It's actually on my Facebook page. And it's about a minute and a half of her just running with the phone.
You have to share it to me. I want to see it, but I don't want you to give out your Facebook page over the air. Good for you for having a life vest on your daughter and work through autism. There is so much good that can come out of it. It's amazing what we know today. So, you know.
I love my baby. She's
of course you do. Of course you do.
It's her smile and her laugh.
Absolutely. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How'd you break your phone?
So I was going to the beach with my three kids. So I had an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old. So
wow.
You can imagine all of the things that I was bringing with me to the beach. So I had the kids come around to the back of the car, put them in the wagon, get everything out, and loading up all the cooler, the bags, the towels, everything. And I had just gotten a brand new phone 3 days before, and the case hadn't come in the mail yet. So I'm thinking, it'll be fine. I'm just going to leave it in my purse anyway. As I'm unloading the car, I drop it onto the cement at the parking lot at the beach, and the whole front glass just shattered. Yep. So Mama Pack Mule with no phone.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
you
not
know,
good.
That moment in time where you think you've got it covered and then that happens. Sorry about that. I totally feel you.
Yeah, what are the chances before the case arrives it's going
to
drop?
Wow. Hi, Kiss.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Awesome. How'd you break your phone?
I broke my phone. Well, it wasn't mine. It was my daughter's. Mm-hmm. And it was a Motorola Razr.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Old school.
Takes you back.
What happened?
Yeah. She was misbehaving. She was about 10. She was misbehaving, and I took the phone away from her and stuck it in my bra, and then I jumped in the pool about an hour later.
Uh-huh. You didn't notice it was in the bra?
No.
I forgot that it was in there.
Let me ask you a question. What else are you sticking in your bra? Because it sounds like it's your go-to
storage place, spot.
Holder.
Oh, it is. You put your money in there, not change. You put your bills in there, your passport, your Nexus card.
Sure.
Wow. Sounds like you got a lot of space.
Of in there.
Yeah, do you keep
what
a tissue?
What kind of cargo space are we working with here?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.